my experience, one of the problems with soccer camps is that it might be hard to get a one-on-one focus from a coach with so many kids attending. So how is the camp structured? Are the divisions broken out separately for boys and girls and or kids within the age brackets?
Well, we're pretty flexible with how we're going to do it. It depends on how many kids will be there and the skill level. But the main thing is that we have quality educated coaches and professional and semi-professional players to give a lot of attention and focus to the kids, and we'll probably split the groups based on skill level, not necessarily boy and girl, but I guess we'll see kind of how it goes. Yeah.
Will you and the other coaches make sure that the camp is set up in a way that every kid who's there is active, no one standing around and twiddling their thumbs?
Yeah, we've set up the schedule so that it's not this full day. It's not 9 to 5 or 9 to 3. It's 9 to 1, and we'll have like a 45-minute to 1-hour break in between. So during those 3 hours, we'll be active, the kids will be engaged, we'll be playing a lot of fun camp games, and each day we'll have a focus, and the sessions will be planned so that the kids are all engaged. Yeah, there won't be any long lines or thumb twiddling.
How does the Kiffin Kickers differentiate from other camps? I know you have some your own experience with SISU football. Yeah, in other words, why should a parent sign up their kid for this?
Well, I think our Kiffin Kickers camps are going to be unique because, well, number one, it's going to be a multilingual camp. So there'll be instruction in English, there'll be instruction in Finnish, even perhaps French, Italian, Spanish. I mean, we've got players from all around the world. So that in itself is unique. And on top of that, you know, I'm a UEFA educated coach, and you know, a lot of these other camps, not to bad talk them, but a lot of them are 18, 19 year olds are the instructors, so they're going to get maybe a different kind of experience with more educated coaching, I guess you could say.
Sorry, I'm a little cold.
It's cold in here.
Do you have some fun drills in mind? Give you some examples of what type of training?
Yeah, I mean, camps is like one of my favorite things to do. I really enjoy the energy of the kids. Yeah. And I've been around the world coaching camps. Let's see, Australia, US, Canada, now Finland. So I've got really fun games from all around the world. And I've got a few secret ones that I know no one else is doing. So so yeah, I'm looking forward to unveil those.
Sharks and minnows.
Sharks and minnows is one of them. Yeah. World Cup, knockout, crossfire. I've got games for days. So there's no shortage of fun camp games.
What are some suggested items kids should bring to your camp?
The kids should bring...
Besides the ball, of course.
Yeah, the kids should bring, you know, all of the standard soccer equipment, football equipment, the shoes, Jakopalokengat, shin guards, athletic shorts, and that should be enough, really. I think we're going to provide a t-shirt and maybe a few other things, I'm not quite sure, but all of the traditional football stuff they should bring, yeah.
Let's say 50 kids sign up. What's the ratio of staff to campers?
We're going to keep the ratio roughly about, for every 10 campers, there'll be one coach, or maybe it's 9.
Yeah.
So the more kids we have, the more coaches we'll have. Yeah.
You know the saying, if you like a Finnish summer day, just wait 5 minutes. So what happens if there's a bad weather day, like a rainstorm?
If there's a bad rainstorm, we'll enjoy the rain. I think my philosophy is that, you know, there's no bad weather. I mean, if it's a lightning storm or a thunderstorm, we'll be there in Palo Kenta, so we'll be able to take cover, so it won't be any issue.
What's a typical day at the camp like, in short?
In short, the campers will come, we'll do a little bit of attendance, perhaps a phrase or a word of the day that we'll focus on. And then from there, we'll have the topic of the day, the technical topic of the day, which could be dribbling, passing, scoring, receiving, defending. And then we'll focus with that for about an hour. After that, there'll be some coaches challenge, then a little snack break. And the idea is that during the snack break, we'll try to watch some football highlights, Euro Cup or some sort of football highlights. And then we finish with the camp games, a little Tornaus or World Cup or all the fun games.
Yeah. Do the kids receive an evaluation after the camp or like a highlight package or something like that?
Yeah. After the camp, we're going to make a short highlight video of clips from the day. So I think it'll be something special for the kids that they'll be able to remember the camp with a short 3 to 5 minute video, and every camper will have some sort of small feature there that they can see themselves in the drill. And I'm also thinking, it's not in the program yet, but I'm also thinking to have some like video program for the kids, just a short YouTube clip that they could have access to the link, where they could go and watch some videos of stuff we've done during the day.
That's very good.
Yeah. Lastly, that's all. Forgot this. Season football, your methodology.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's yours. Is that your creation, season football?
Season football is my company. Yeah.
So your four elements are commitment, courage, ability, and confidence. How would you? I don't know how to ask this question.
Like describe that process.
Yeah. How would you? Show them in the camp at Kiffin Kickers.
For instance, if I'm showing the kids a new move, first they need to commit to the move, make a commitment to trying the move. And if they're uncomfortable, you know, it's not familiar to them, that takes a little bit of courage to try.
Right.
And with those two, commitment and courage, you know, after some time comes the ability, and then with ability comes confidence. So it's a process that kind of breeds itself into confidence.
Mm.
Yeah.